trying to raise his family the best he could in difficult times and a tough economy. But he knew a guy, who thought he might could help, and a couple of phone calls were made, and a couple of connections went bad. And a few months later, his luck started changing. And the used car lot became a mega GM dealer. And contracts were made with local law enforcement, and then the law enforcement all around, and that little junkyard grew and grew. He gradually outgrew his house, and he bought a bigger house, and he built one on the lake, and the kids started getting to go to better schools, and life was sweet. And then the shit came down, and bodies started getting found, floating in the Tennessee River, floating up against Wilson Dam, and getting caught up in the locks. And people started going to jail, and he couldn't go to jail, he knew way too much. And he sat there with a gun in his mouth about to pull the trigger, and it occurred to him that there'd be no insurance money. And the house would be up for sale, and the kids would be thrown out of the nicer school, and they'd be back out in the county with the white trash. But he knew a man who knew a guy, and he made a couple of phone calls, and a couple of deals were made. And on a Sunday night, he had dinner with a family, and then he went to the office, and he wrote payroll checks for the next 3 months. And he locked the safe, and he walked out the front door into the night and got into a long black Cadillac to Goodsfield Road. Take care of the children. Pay the house off when the salvage yard gets sold. And you don't know nothing. The insurance man asks questions about what went down at the Goodsfield
Thank you.